Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Nayreet's REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito, and today we're taking an inside look at retail real estate with Joe Corradino, CEO of Philadelphia-based Preet. Joe, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on.
So before we get started, maybe you could just give us a brief overview of your background in retail real estate and how you got to where you are today.
So I've been the CEO at Preet for nearly 7 years. June, I'll celebrate my seventh anniversary. But I've spent the bulk of my career in various aspects of retail real estate, mostly from a transactional perspective. And that's both leasing space as well as more in a kind of acquisitions mode. But I also, of the 35-year career, spent about 15 years developing high-rise office buildings. So interestingly enough, with the move to mixed use, bringing both multifamily and office possibilities, et cetera, to mall environments, my background is serving me well.
So 2019 has been described as a transitional year for Preet. Can you explain why that is and what you're really hoping to achieve?
Well, it's actually quite an exciting year for Preet, and because we have so many milestones that we will execute on this year, projects that are coming to fruition that in some cases go back nearly 15 years. And certainly one noteworthy project, is we'll be opening up Fashion District in September of this year. And in downtown Philadelphia, it's a property that sits over our main transportation station in Philadelphia, and one that boasts about 22 million commuters a year coming through the property, and is connected both to the to our historic district as well as our convention center. So that will open up this year, something we're quite excited about. And also we have another project in Woodland Mall in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where we'll open up a Von Maur department store, as well as a number of exciting retailers, including both Urban Outfitters and Cheesecake Factory. And then we have Plymouth Meeting, where we're replacing a former Macy's with five relatively diverse tenants that include Burlington, Dick's Sporting Goods, Michael's, Edge Fitness, and Miller's Ale House. So we have a lot coming to fruition this year, and I guess you could use the word transitional year. We like to think it's a quite exciting year, a year of culmination, if you will.
Well, definitely sounds like a lot going on, and I wonder to what extent does Preet want its malls to serve as retail incubators, and what sorts of opportunities is that strategy already presenting?
Well, from a retail incubator perspective, we think we've been sort of out in front of things. We opened up 1776 at Cherry Hill Mall, which is in essence, a retail incubator. It's about a 13,000 foot piece of space where it is a co-working facility that incubates retail businesses, and it actually has a retail store associated with it. And then in downtown Philadelphia, our Fashion District project that I spoke about a few moments ago will be opening up Uniquely Philly. And that's a project where we've gone through the city and sifted through dozens and dozens of local tenants to create a place where retailers can operate almost in a setting where it appears to be one store, but it's really a series of concessions that are operated by local retailers. So the concept of retail incubation is one we're pretty familiar with.
Now, taking a step back and looking at the broader retail landscape, do you think that the evolution that we're seeing right now is likely to settle down at some point? Or is this a state of flux that's likely to become the new normal that retailers will really need to constantly adapt to?
Well, I think there's a couple of pieces to that question you asked. One is, I think the key to it settling down is it will settle down first in higher quality, well-located properties, which is why going back nearly 7 years ago, we've sold off over 40% of our mall portfolio, so that what we would end up with is a high-quality portfolio with a strong concentration. We have 7 of the 19 malls in Philadelphia and 4 of the 19 malls in Washington, D.C. market. And so I think the first sort of threshold issue is, do you own quality assets? The second piece is, there is a, to an extent, a have and have not retail community out there. And generally what's happening when you talk about the settling down, what's settling it down is tenants that one, may have never thought about in a mall environment. So you're losing the apparel retailers because they've reached their conclusion of their useful life, if you will. I'm going to skip names on purpose. But then you're adding dining, entertainment, health, fitness. And so the whole, if we were to have this discussion even 5 years ago, we'd probably, think mostly about the dining component of a mall as being primarily a food court. Today, dining and entertainment makes up nearly 25% of the space in our properties. So we are clearly becoming less dependent on the traditional apparel retailers. Malls were always a place where people bought, tops and bottoms, if you will. That's less so. Entertainment is a big part of the mall environment today, as is health and fitness. I mean, I always like to point out, in our property in Maryland, we opened a Life Fitness, One Life Fitness, and they have indoor and outdoor swimming pools. Who would have ever thought of that at a mall?
Right.
And so the whole concept of the shopping experience at a mall has changed, and we've seen a reduction in apparel and an increase in many of the other newer uses, and that would include among it more local and regional retailers as well. Malls were very homogenized. Not so today.
Right. Now, you mentioned in the beginning that Preet is really moving a bit more towards mixed use, and I'm wondering what sort of mix in the portfolio do you expect to see, and what sort of time frame are you looking to make those changes?
Well, we're actually, we've announced that we have an opportunity to build between 5,000 and 7,000 multifamily residential units in our properties, and they're primarily the properties in Philly and D.C. And we also have the opportunity to build several thousand hotel units as well. And we're underway with that program. We have a 350 unit project under construction at Exton Square in Chester County outside of Philadelphia. And we're going through it. Entitlements are very far along on about an additional 1,500 units at various properties. We have two hotel deals that we are at agreement of sale. We have executed agreement of sales with. So we are off and running on densification. And we think that enhances our core business. You know, we think that clearly, I mean, this almost goes without saying that the overnight visitor or two-night visitor to the hotel is going to utilize our restaurants, our movie theaters, make purchases at our stores, as the resident of the apartments will be a regular customer as well at our various facilities at our properties.
Okay, great. Joe, thank you so much for spending time with the REIT Report today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I enjoyed it.
And to our listeners, be sure to visit REIT.com for previous episodes of the REIT Report.